Haverty's Furniture is here to help you get set for the season with up to $1,000 off. So you can set the stage with style and set the bar more beautifully. So why not settle in together on a new sofa? Because being at home doesn't mean having to settle for less. Even though the holidays feel a little different this year, Haverty's Furniture can help you create the perfect holiday setting with up to $1,000 off plus 0% interest.
Episode 859 of No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, the head coach for JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. And it's Friday, and that stupid interview mistake day during 2017. During this year, I'm spending the entire year focused on helping people with interviewing. And I've set aside Friday to deal with some of the stupid interview mistakes that people make. Hope you find this show helpful. I hope this has never crossed your mind, but if it has, don't act on it, please. It's just going to hurt you and you're going to hurt others. And now let's get going. And I want to talk with you today about the impact of not showing up for an interview. Now, I want to start off with what it does for you. Now, I understand that sometimes people wake up and they're conflicted. You know, I've got a work thing going on and, you know, I really wasn't all that keen on this job. I said yes, and I really don't feel like going because I could get in trouble at work, or some other explanation that kind of rationalizes not showing up. Except there's one thing. There's no excuse for not showing up and not calling. You see, it's not like days of old where you had to sneak off to a place to make a call. You can call on your way into work, leave a voicemail, and simply say, I'm going to cancel my interview today and not reschedule. I appreciate you making time for me, yada, yada, yada. Not showing up is rude. It is obnoxious. It is something that will come back and bite you in the butt, and I'll tell you exactly why. The world is smaller than you think. And that hiring manager, that HR person, that interview team was adversely affected by your not showing up. They blocked time out that they could have been using for other things to meet with you. And they wasted this hour in their schedule, this 90 minutes, this two-hour block in their schedule. Yeah, they can use for other things, but it was mentally invested in you, and you didn't show up. Now, I'm going to let you in a secret. These people are not going to work at this firm forever. They just aren't. And when they change jobs, they have memories that when they spot your name, they may go back and remember that time. Can I take a look at that resume for a second? Yeah, this guy stood me up. I think we'll take a pass. You don't want to have one of those silent killers floating around waiting for you to drop a bomb on your candidacy somewhere. You just want to deal with it in a forthright way. Another thing that happens is you've affected someone else. You see, that time that you have blocked out of their calendar could have been used to interview someone else that could have actually been interested in this role, but your selfishness got in the way. So, you know, there's a hurt that you inflict on someone else. Plus, and I know many of you don't really care about recruiters as though they're unfeeling human beings, but you know, recruiters are human beings. They've got kids and mortgages and other things, and you're affecting their reputation with the client. And that's your fault. Not theirs, because they thought you were good enough to stake their reputation on and, you know, refer you to their client, and you're not showing up. Clients get pissed off, and guess who they take it out on? The recruiter, who did nothing wrong. All they were doing was what you agreed to do when you submitted the resume. You were interested in this job. You agreed to go on the interview, and you could talk up a storm and rationalize it, but it's not the recruiter's fault that you said yes. You said yes to going on this interview, and you have hurt them. And there's no reason for it. Lastly, you know, there's a nuisance factor, and that is sometimes these folks who you are scheduled to interview with are traveling from one office to another, leaping out of a lunch appointment that they had with their wife, husband, partner, friend, colleague, whomever, so that they can go and meet with you. They're stepping out of a meeting to meet with you, and you're not showing up. So don't be an idiot. You know, if you're not really interested in the job, just simply say to the recruiter who's scheduling you, and this is, you know, agency recruiter first, you know, I'm not interested in this job. If you want to bully me into saying yes, I'll say yes and just not show up. And that causes them to back down. If it's a corporate recruiter, ask more questions. Just don't agree and not show up. They really don't care if you're going to take the job. All they care about is filling the time slot with someone that they believe their internal user, their hiring manager, is going to be interested in. They really don't care if it's you. So just be a professional about this and stop wasting people's time. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here's a few ways that I can be of help to you. First of all, if you're interested in one-on-one coaching from me, help with interview preparation or with assistance on a salary negotiation, email me at jeffaltman@thebiggamehunter.us. In the subject line, tell me what it's about, coaching, interview prep, salary negotiation, whatever it is, just put it in the subject line, and in the body, just tell me what's going on and we'll schedule a time to speak. Next, if you're interested in resume and LinkedIn profile reviews, critiques and such, or a job search makeover where I review every aspect of what you've been doing in your search and try and help you make corrective action one time, you can find out about it at my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us. Look for the tab on top that indicates the kind of service that you want. Click through, place the order, and we'll get to work right away. And there's always jobsearchcoachinghq.com, where I have curated information that you can watch, listen to, or read that's going to help you find work more quickly. Plus, through the site, for one price, you can also ask me questions as well. Again, that site is jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I'll be back with more soon, and in the meantime, have a great day. Take care.
At Zenni, we believe everyone deserves access to high-quality, affordable eyewear. That's why we offer stylish prescription glasses for men, women, and kids starting at just $6.95. Our online factory direct model cuts out the middlemen, so you save. At Zenni, you get the same quality frame and lens options that you'd get from an optician for 1/10 of the price, including blue blockers, progressives, prescription sunglasses, and more. The best part? Try on any frame, anywhere with our 3D virtual try-on. Zenni.com. Eyewear for everyone.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven and get thanks grilling with Ace. Get a new grill and choose from top brands like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg to add even more flavor to your Thanksgiving turkey, side dishes, and desserts. Plus, right now, get free assembly and delivery on all grills and accessories $3.99 and up. For the best help on the best grills, stop by your local Ace and get thanks grilling. Ace Rewards members only through December 24th. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.